Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. I love catching up with past guests and seeing what they are up to. Well, today we are being revisited by Florencia Cuenca, who is starring in the world premiere of the musical Real Women Have Curves, currently playing at the Loeb Drama Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts, until January 21st of 2024. So let's get into it and welcome back, Florencia, to the show. Hello and welcome.
Hola, Jean-Paul. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm so happy to chat with you again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. And yeah, I love finding out about a new show. So now before we get into that, we got to reintroduce you to the people who have not maybe caught your last interview. So who are you in 30 seconds?
I am a Mexican immigrant theater maker. I am currently based in New York City. I'm an actor, director, storyteller, let's say. And right now I'm working as an actor in this new musical. And I am so happy to be here in Cambridge, Massachusetts at the ART, playing the role of Estella in the world premiere of the musical Real Women Have Curves.
Wow. So let's jump right into the show. When did you first learn about it and the whole process of you getting cast and all that fun stuff?
It's been a long process. I sent my material, you know, for a 29-hour reading that they did back in October of 2022. So I did that 29-hour reading. And when I sent my material, they were like, the casting director, it was a different casting director, and they said, yeah, we want you as an ensemble and just come and play. And I was like, okay, I'm down for that. But I had my eyes in one of the roles. But they were like, no, I think ensemble is a fit for you. And I was like, okay. But I knew from that moment that was my part. You know, sometimes you're like, I think I'm very good at saying like, I'm not a good fit for that. And that's not bad or good. It's just like, I'm not the person for that role. But when I saw the description of the character that I'm playing, it's like, that's me. It's a Mexican immigrant, 30-year-old, curvy, living in Los Angeles. Like, I was like, I can totally play that. Like, I think I'm your person. So I did the reading, and then they changed casting directors and they went in a different direction, thank goodness. And that's when I had the opportunity to audition for the role. And you know how it works, like lots of self-tapes and castings and callbacks and more self-tapes and songs. But I finally got it. And first we did a workshop, a 4-week workshop. It was a long workshop during May, if I'm not mistaken, last year. And after that, they were still looking for people because they wanted to cast this musical in a very authentic way. It's a musical about Mexican immigrants in LA, that they speak English but also speak Spanish. So it's very specific. It's curvy women. So they worked really hard to get an authentic cast. And yeah, we started rehearsals for this production back in October. And we're finishing now in a couple of weeks. I can't believe it.
Wow. So you've been living with this show for a while then, the 29-hour. And yeah. What have you seen? Well, first of all, tell us the plot of Real Women Have Curves.
Real Women Have Curves. It's inspired, like, this is the musical, but first it was a play, then it was a movie. Mm. Now it's a musical. We know when that happened, the plot changes a lot because you are telling the story in different ways, right? So it's basically the story of Anna, is this young 18-year-old girl that she wants to go to college. She would be the first one in her family to go to college, but her family, they don't want her to go to college because she's the only citizen in the family. So they need her to go to the bank, deal with landlords, deal with like paper stuff, you know? So we follow that story of how it is like to be so close to your family and all the pressure that you have and also following your dreams. And Anna, it's my little sister. I play Estela, the big sister who's a Mexican immigrant. She's undocumented. She hasn't had the opportunity that Anna has had because of the papers, you know, the legal stuff. But she has dreams too. She wants to be a fashion designer. But what she can do right now is just, she's sewing dresses and she has a small factory doing quinceañera and bridesmaid dresses. And when the musical starts, Estela, she got a big opportunity to make 200 dresses in 3 weeks, which is impossible. It's impossible and more for a factory with 5 workers, you know? So those are like the main big storylines of the show. And we see how these two ladies are following their dreams. They are in different phases of life. But what they have in common is that they are dreamers, that they have love for each other. They love each other so much, but also their sisters, they argue, you know? So it's also a play that talks about sorority between women and female empowerment and body image. And in the Latino families, we judge a lot. between us about our decisions, about our bodies. So it's a play that talks about like a little bit of everything, but I think anyone can relate to that.
For sure, for sure. So tell us about Estela. What is she like, and what drew you to it, and what do you bring out of her?
I think I'm really close to what Estela is and feels. Definitely, I've been in the position when I first moved to the States that I was figuring out like how to exist in this world that I don't fit in. So I think Estela has been dealing with that all her life. She doesn't know who she is because she was born and raised in Mexico and then she came to the States. But then when you and I feel her for that, because when you come to the States, it's something that it's so far from you that you just want to gather with your people. Mm-hmm. So you keep like speaking Spanish with that people. So it's like, it doesn't exist. Like the Americans and the English and, you know. So I think Estela is like that. But also, she's 30. She knows that the clock is ticking, you know, and she wants to make things happen. She is very stubborn in her ideas, but she's a dreamer and she makes things work. Sometimes as immigrants, we don't have possibilities or opportunities that other people have. And we need to have resilience and we need to be brave and say like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And I love that about Estela. And I think that that's also that something I've been working in my personal life, just like the fact that to get this role, one of the feedbacks I received in my first audition, they were like, we love you. we love what you represent, but we need to work on your accent because we don't want to get rid of your accent. We love the accent, but we just want to make sure that the audience can understand so we can have a clearer story. So I was like, oh yeah, sure, I will do it. You know, I didn't say like, oh no, I don't think. I was like, well, okay. So let's hire an accent coach and work. And so I think in that sense, Estela and Florencia were like that. It's like, okay, what do you need? Okay, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Tell us a little bit about the production team. So the director and the writers, what was that like working with them? And tell us a little bit about them.
Well, our director is Sergio Trujillo, Tony Award winner, choreographer. Mm-hmm. He has done everything, you know? And now I think he's very passionate about telling Latino stories. He's Latino, he's Colombian immigrant, so he knows experience. He came here when he was little with his tías and mom, so matriarchy raised him too, right? Mm-hmm. So he was really passionate about to tell the story to honor the life of his tías and mom. And this is so cool because the lyricist and composer is Benjamin Vélez and Joy Huerta. Joy Huerta is part of a Mexican pop duo that it's so big in Mexico. It's like, I cannot say who, like, I don't know, Britney Spears or something like that, you know, like yeah. big, Christina Aguilera. So when I found out that Joy was doing the music for this, I was like, oh my God. And of course, here in the States, they are like, oh, okay, yes, well, you know, nice. But for me, that I grew up listening to all her songs, and literally, I remember being in high school wearing my AirPods, and I used to listen to all her albums. So now to work with her, like, yes, let's do this. Like, to get to sing her songs, it's amazing. Or sometimes she's like, DM me. She sent me a DM on Instagram. And I'm like, oh my God, my Florencia, my 13-year-old Florencia would be like, ah, you know. So it's amazing that I am having this opportunity. She's Mexican-American, so she has perfect English, but also perfect Spanish. And the team in general, all the cast are mostly Mexican or Latino. Mm-hmm. So that's something so beautiful too, because we rarely have the opportunity to be in an all Latino cast. Mm-hmm. Some of us are super fluent in Spanish, some of us not, but it's like how we intersect and how we make this work and how we can do this community. And I think one of the strongest pieces of this piece is us, that we are telling the story in an authentic way, that we are a community as actors. So when the audience go and see the show, they are seeing a community telling a story. It's not just you and me and they. No, it's like we're all here to tell the story. I think that's really cool.
And let's talk about the cast. You know, you've got the fictional family within, but have you grown as almost a true family now? Tell us a little bit about
it. Yeah, definitely. Right now, of course, we are out of town, right? We are in Cambridge. So it's so cool because we have one building just for ourselves. Yeah. So it feels like kind of college, but we are grown-ups, you know, yeah. Because we are in the same building. And a lot of us, we are also musicians and composers. So sometimes in our free time, I can hear that someone is recording something or someone is practicing the guitar or someone is like, hey, can you help me with a self-tape? And we're like, yes, of course, you know. So that's really cool. Another thing is that, again, we are Latino, so we love to cook. And we love like to dance. So every night it's like, okay, I'm going to cook if someone wants to come and like taste what I did. So everybody, we are there, you know? So that's been so cool. And also like the woman who plays the mom is Justina Machado, who is like a Hollywood Latina star. And she's been in the business for so long. So that's also really cool that we are all like, we can't believe we are getting to do this with her. And she's been guiding us and giving us tips, you know. It's really cool that we are literally, yes, like a whole family.
That's fantastic. You're a part of something that's growing together. You know, it's a world premiere. You're out of town. So you almost have to rely on each other, kind of like a family. And
totally, totally. And with the previews that we had just like a week of previews, but every day we were changing things every day. So it's a lot because you get to the theater at 10 a.m., and they are like, okay, these are the changes. And it would be entire songs, entire scenes, wow, entire transitions. And then you have to do it at 7:30 that it's a show. So you have 10 to 6, 10 to 5 to work on them. And then you get to do the show, which I love that. It's really stressful.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of why I'm doing this, you know, like that rush and the adrenaline. But I'm like, yes, something new, something. And there's nothing like live theater, like to get the new audiences every night. It's also really powerful to see that you don't have to be Latino to understand the story, to feel the story. They're the community that we found here in terms of audiences are white, Asian. There's a lot of white and Asian people here. And at the end of the play, they are crying. They are crying. And they are also laughing. So I think when you are specific in telling a story, you can get universal. And I think it's what it's happening right now.
Families, families, family, no matter where you're from, you all deal with the same type of problems. Doesn't exactly matter what language it's in. Right?
Totally.
Tell us about where it is. How can people get to see it? How long is it run? I know it's coming up to an end, so we want people to go see it as soon as possible.
We are right now at the Loeb Drama Center, that is part of the American Repertory Theater from Harvard. And the ART is famous because they've been developing new works and new musicals for decades now. Waitress started here. Jagged Little Pill started here. Many, 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 many shows. So it's an honor that we are here developing this. And hopefully we can go to California. We can go to Broadway. You know, like, I think, of course, we all want that. We all want for this show to keep going, because I think it's very important to tell the story right now. And we are doing shows from Tuesday to Sunday for the next 2 weeks. We finish on the 21st, January 21st.
Right. Well, anybody who's listening is in the Cambridge area, make sure you go see this.
Yes.
Because if I was close by, I would be there in a heartbeat, but I'm never close to anything. That's the problem. But so do you have anything coming up that you want to promote?
Yes, I am having a concert at 54 Below on February 7th with my project Broadway and Spanglish. That is this project where I sing my favorite Broadway tunes with mariachi and in Spanglish. I'm so excited. I'm so looking forward to that. Thank goodness the last year we were doing concerts every week, every 2 weeks. It was amazing. So now I'm starting to like, oh my God, I get to do it again and see my friends, my mariachi friends. But it's also like family. My husband, Jaime Lozano, is the one who does the arrangements. So I'm so looking forward to that. And then I will take a couple of days off because I need it so bad. but yeah, I'm excited. If you, like your listeners, are into Broadway tunes and to listen to them in different ways, you should totally check it out. 54 Below, Florencia Cuenca, February 7th.
I will promote that on my social medias for sure. And let everyone
Thank
know
you.
How to do that. it was great talking to you again, and congratulations on the show. And it sounds fantastic. And I can't wait to see where it goes from here, and hopefully you're attached to it and, you know,
yes,
you get to go do all that stuff as well.
So, I hope. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. All right. So like I said, if you're in the Cambridge area, go see the musical Real Women Have Curves. All right. And that will be running until January 21st. So you have a couple of weeks to do that, but go see it if you can. All right. So tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion. That is musical theater. I am your host as always, Jean-Paul Jovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.